Blog Talk Radio.
Show Talk with Angela Butler. Today's guest is Blush, their new female trio group that Mr. Knowles has started. And they're really great, y'all. They're really great. They even have some old school music. Mr. Knowles, Ms. Matthew Knowles is, of course, as most of you know, Beyonce's daddy, a father. Hello, ladies. How are you doing, Blush?
Hi. We're good. How are you?
Hi. That's great. So the Blush group, the trio, is Sunny, Telly, and Buddy Ray. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am. That's us.
Oh, okay. All right. You guys are really smoking. Great music. Great vocals, too.
Thank you. I'm glad you enjoy it.
You're more than welcome. So, your music is kind of like old school, back past, the present, and future. It's just a combination of all, because I heard some things that took me back to the 90s.
Yes, that was the past. That was hip-hop, what we feel kind of created our sound, what helped mold us, what we grew up listening to.
Okay, that's wonderful. So there are two rappers and a vocalist in this group. Am I right?
Correct.
Okay. You kind of put me around in TLC, Destiny's Child, and Salt and Pepper. A combination of all of those.
Correct.
So, do you ladies like any of your own music?
Do we like to hear our own music?
Do you write your own music?
Right.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, we're very...
Oh, you do? I did not know that. So you pretty much wrote this entire album, a CD?
Yes. Basically, that's what happened. We went to the studio and just recorded everything, wrote everything. Sally's the hook queen. We call her the hook queen. So usually she'll come up with a hook, and then Sunny and I... we'll tie ourselves into our bars and we'll be like, okay, what's the concept? What are we writing about today? And everything is pertaining to our lives. And it's feel good music. And we just hope to change people with our.
So you're kind of making a statement for a lot of different things, including the LGBT community.
Yes.
Okay,
I guess
I understand that.
Song work.
Yeah, you're taking it.
All right. Okay.
So where will you ladies be performing at next?
We actually will be doing Houston Splash, which is like Pride Weekend here in Houston, Texas, and it starts from the 4th through the 7th, and we'll be performing on the 5th and the 6th. We don't exactly know where yet, but, you know, we usually keep everyone up to date through our social media and our website, which is officiallyblush.com, by the way. And so, yeah, we're excited. we're getting ready to gear up for our promo tour for our new song Working video that's out. So we're pretty much just getting that together at home, you know, trying to get this summer body right.
Okay. All right. That's great. That's great.
Hello? Bueno?
So you ladies write your own music. Have you always did it, and how long has the group Blush been around?
Yes, we've always. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. Well, we've always created our own music. The group has been around for 7 years now, actually, and it started with Sunny, the founder of the group, and another rapper who's not in the group anymore, but at the time they were looking for a vocalist. And they found me on Facebook. This is Tally speaking, by the way, the deeper voice.
Okay.
And
all right.
So when they found me, they were very supportive and very big on their bars and was like, you know, we need a creative director when it comes to the group, and that's your lane. So they trusted me with the creative direction. So that's how the name came about, Blush, which also means beauty lives under stoned heart. So at the time, we were rolling with 3 H's, which symbolized the 3 hearts in the group. But as of now, we're not that anymore. 5 years after being Blush Music, we got signed to Mr. Knows from a showcase at House of Darion here in Houston, Texas, which is his stomping ground, we would like to
say.
And to a showcase, and we didn't expect anything. We were just wishing and hoping that he walked into his building, and he did. He walked in, and immediately already knew that we had something and that he wanted to work with us. He was actually done managing. And when he saw us, he said that, you know, we brought the passion back into him to want to manage one more time a female group and to do it again, but with something different. So 3 times after going back, by his request, actually, we got signed from an acapella, which I beatboxed and I sung, and the two rappers emceed and rapped. And then 6 months into artist development, which he let us know, this isn't an overnight success. You guys are going to have to work for it. You're going to have to go through artist development. You're going to have to make changes. I want to see how, you know, see the drive. So 6 months into artist development, we had a group member change. We lost one of the female rappers and found Miss Bunny Ray on Instagram. So, yes,
okay.
Which was a major growth for us, and it helped us keep the ball rolling. And she came in and learned everything within a week, learned the song within a day, and we kept it going. And we released Old School back, which that song is out in the video. And 2 years in artist development, we came out, and now we're releasing. We have Cinderella out featuring Mystical, and we also have Work that's out, and that's just got released.
All right, that's wonderful. So Mr. Matthew Knows has 25 years of superstar making power, so you're in some good hands. He says, you know, 25 years is a long time, so you were one of the best.
Yeah, we are. We have to actually remind ourselves a lot of times, you know, his background, because he becomes such a father figure and such a mentor to us, more than a manager. He wears so many hats, and he's a professor. He's very good at teaching us things, so we have to, like, remember, like, no, you created, like, Destiny's Child. So he's very good at box on our hand when we mess up or when we do something wrong. He's like, you know what, this is how you could have prevented this from happening. So everything's a lesson, and we're grateful to management.
Okay. So Mr. Knows has a record label, of course, Music World Entertainment.
Yes, he does.
Okay. So what is it like working with Mr. Matthew Knows?
Like I said, it's great. He wears many hats. Bunny, you want to talk?
Does he really make you work? Work at it to you perfect it? Your music and dancing.
Oh, yes. We definitely. He put us through the process of artist development. And that took 2 years for us to go through artist development, as Tally touched on before. And we were luckily blessed enough to go to the same artist development as Destiny's Child, which was really cool for us to experience that. We learned a lot about ourselves. Mm-hmm. We went through the process of imaging down to every aspect of the show, getting it down packed, hours and hours upon days of rehearsing, doing multiple shows around the Houston area, really building up our reputation, and just getting ourselves out there as a group. And it definitely paid off. He's always telling us that, you know, you're nothing's ever going to be perfect, because we like to say that we're perfectionists a lot of the times. We will, look, what you need us to do, we'll get it done, you know. And he'll tell us, okay, I just need y'all to be the artist and understand that, you know, things will come when they need to come. So we're definitely very, very happy and blessed that we were able to go through that process. I think that it made us better as a group and as individuals.
Okay. All right. As individuals. Okay. Well, this trio, everyone, is really great. They're called Blush. As you've heard, they have a song called Cinderella. And just wanted to have, as they said, they have a song called Work. They've also been on the Tom Joyner show, which is based, I believe, in Houston, Texas. Am I correct?
Yes.
How did that go? My understanding is you guys really blew up and reached a whole new audience.
Oh, well, correct? Actually, that was last year we did that. That was a while back. I don't know. But it was a great experience. And it did help bring a lot of attention and work to Blush. Actually, Mr. Knowles is very good at making plots and saying things that he knows will catch people's attention. So we went viral. Am I right, y'all? A statement that he made.
Oh, wow.
Yes. It was pretty funny. But, you know, it was just a great experience. We performed. We actually performed with cord mics. So it was different. We had to perform to cameras. And we're very used to performing to a crowd because we're all about energy and connecting. So this one was a little different. It was our first task. And I would say, and everyone else said, that we passed it and we did really good.
Okay. So the names of the young, this trio, beautiful young ladies, is Sunny, Bunny Ray, and vocalist Callie. Did I pronounce your name right, Callie?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Okay. So what is this about, a reality show, a TV series?
Oh, yes. The reality show is a docudrama based on us three and Mr. Knowles, a female group. We're signed to Bunim & Murray Production Company. They also do the Kim Kardashian show, the Mariah Carey show, Real World, Bad Girls Club, et cetera. They have
a wow.
And it's awesome working with them thus far. We've done a trailer, and we went out and pitched it to different networks, basically all your top networks, and had a great experience with them. They loved us, and now we're at the point where we know which network we're going with, and we're building the pilot, mm-hmm. which is also fun because we're not used to cameras being in our face.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. It's a little more personal. And basically what we like to tell people, and they like to tell people, is everything you wish you could have seen with Destiny's Child in their beginning stages, you're going to see with Blush.
Okay. All right. Destiny's Child, yes. Beyoncé. Beyoncé Knowles is daughter.
Yes.
And so you guys are in good hands because Destiny's Child was the bomb. It still is. They're a great group.
Yes.
Great trio of singers. Very talented, and they can dance. They can really dance.
Yep.
So
that's why they're
so
we look up. Well,
you look up to them. Okay. They ever give you any pointers?
We're reminded of where we go, and they kind of set a high bar. We want to reach the goals and the peak that they have, and pretty much, you know, be the number one female hip hop trio to ever do it. There's never been one.
Okay. All right. So what is it like talking to Kelly Rowland, Michelle Williams, and Beyonce? Of course, Beyonce. Well, what is it like? What does she tell you? What do any of those three ladies tell you? The most important thing that they've told you so far.
Well, the only only one that we were able to meet was Kelly. And the cool thing was that she had actually gotten Callie through her prom, which was so cool. So when we saw her at the V103 car show in Atlanta, she was with her group June's Diary, and we got to meet all of the girls and got to talk to her. And she was very, very sweet, and she just gave us really good words of wisdom. She made us really kind of just exhale in a sense, because she explained to us that, you know, a lot of things are just business, and a lot of things are, you know, a lot of things may come your way, but that's not for you to handle, you know. And the cool thing was is that we were able to just get that from her and have that moment with her, and just to see it in her face, it was like, oh, that's so cool, because these are people that we looked up to when we were younger. So it was awesome.
Oh, wow. Sounds great. So you have the reality documentary. You have your album out. And my understanding is that you ladies have been around for maybe 7 years, but you've worked with Mr. Knowles 2 years?
Well, yes, the group has. Correct. We have the foundation. Yes, you're right. But we don't have an album out. We have a song out and an album in the works. Songs out,
okay.
And we're working on an album. But, yes,
okay.
We've been independent for 5 years, and then we got signed and been in artist development for 2 years.
Okay. But what is artist development? Could you explain a little bit about that? Because someone just popped and asked a question, showed up. So they want to know, what is artist development?
Well, we're really big on studying the greats, and there really hasn't been artist development since Berry Gordy time. So Mr. Knowles is really big on making sure that his artist has longevity. And with that, it consists of working out, getting a voice training for your breathing techniques, for you to be able to hold your breath and
learning
be able to
mic control.
Yes. Preparing incidentals, preparing to fail. You always prepare to fail because that's a better way to succeed. And we do hours and hours of practicing, basically mentally preparing yourself to be a 24/7 artist. You're always on call. There's no set schedule.
Yes.
Things change. You know. That knowing how to work with your engineer, knowing that it's more than just, you know, having talent. You have to be able to hold interviews. You have to be able to look like you're a group, be a real sisterhood. He moved us in together so that he would, you know, the best way to know somebody is to live with them.
Yes.
And that was the way to know if this is real and if it's going to work. And it's working and it's getting better and it's growing every day. And with artist development, we've grown. We've lost over, 70 pounds combined. Still working on our bodies,
okay.
You know, everything working progress. It's stressful,
okay.
But
yes. You look beautiful. You look. I've seen your photos. You look gorgeous. All three of you.
Thank you.
You're
but,
more than
welcome.
So, I'm telling the truth.
Thank you. We really appreciate it. It takes a lot of work. We learn to do makeup.
Oh, okay.
You find your way. It's finding out who you are as an artist, who you are as a group, the message you want to put out, and sticking to it, because the way you come out is the way people want to see you. So I'm stuck in this blonde hair, big hair for a minute.
Okay. All right. You're right about the artist development. I don't know of any company that has record label that has did that in many years. Perhaps Mr. Matthew knows of, you know, Music World Entertainment. So you've been groomed, and you had to work at things.
Yeah,
okay.
The same artist development as Destiny's Child.
Yes. Okay. Well, I think that's great. I mean, you're getting better and better, and I like the music a whole lot. I do personally. So. So what's next for Blush? I know Mr. Angelo Ellerby, I bid at him. He's double exposure media relations. I don't know if he told you, but I've been at him for a while to get an interview. Because I interviewed one of his clients, Ms. Katrina Walker, and she's a self-made millionaire. So I've been at him to let me interview some more of his clients. So what I'm going to do, ladies, I'm going to play one of your songs. Is the song Work. Is that okay with you ladies?
Yes,
ma'am. Can't wait to hear it.
All right, hold on, give me a second. It's turning up. I apologize. From the group Blush. It's called Old School. They're bringing the old school back. They also have another song called Work, which I'll play in a few minutes. So, you young ladies, where do you see yourselves at in 5 years?
Being the number one.
One at a time, please.
Well, this is Sunny speaking. And I really see ourselves, you know, being the number one female hip hop group and really making a mark as, you know, women in the hip-hop industry and really, you know, being unique and different and staying true to ourselves and bringing that feel-good, positive music that we do.
Yes, okay. All right, that's wonderful. All right. Next lady, please. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I agree with Sunny. We're kind of one, like a rotating triangle. I don't know. I want to be wherever Sunny is. Then I know we're in a group.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes plenty of sense. There's nothing wrong with that. All right. Next lady.
Sunny. Well, Mr. Knowles always tells us to take every day one step at a time because we don't know what the future holds. But I know that we do plan to break a lot of barriers in the industry. And in a positive way. So wherever that takes us, God bless us.
Yes, God bless you. God bless you. Yes. So it was very interesting to me that you ladies write your own music. I think that is, I'll call that a triple threat in a way, sing, dance, and write. You ladies are great. Start with, with Bunny. No, I'm sorry. We're going to start with the late one of you ladies here. I'm making sure I get your names right because I don't want to embarrass myself. What have you learned that would help a younger woman that's trying to get a CD or a record deal? What have you learned in your young lives that would help someone else?
All right, well, this is Sunny speaking, and I'll start off. I always like to tell people, or, you know, well, in this case, you know, young women, especially as women, because this seems to, you know, happen to us the most. You know, Mr. Knowles, when we first got in the group, he was like, I bet you $100,000 that a guy breaks y'all up. And we was like, oh, no, we're going to prove, because we're all about, like, we're very,
we're perfectionists, and when you give us a challenge, like, we like to prove people wrong. And so, you know, we really showed him within these last 2.5 years, you know, how important our career is. And I think that women, you have to put yourself first, and you have to do what you need to do, and you have to not let things in life distract you from whatever your goal is, and to stay true to what your passion is. And that means sometimes sacrificing, you know, love and relationships, because at the end of the day, they're going to always be there, but your opportunity to make it won't always be there. And so that's my advice that I have to young women, you know, trying to get in the music industry.
I'm Bunny, and I'm going to get next.
Put things like relationships kind of on the back burner. Yes, ma'am.
Well, yeah, just put your goal first. Don't let other things distract you. It doesn't matter if it's a relationship. Just anything that may take your time and your attention away from what your main goal is.
Okay. All right. That makes plenty of sense. Smart young ladies. Okay, next lady, please.
Okay. This is Bunny speaking. And
hi,
I'm
Bunny.
Hi. Basically, just eliminate all of the yes people in your corner, because a lot of people, they'll agree and tell you what you want to hear, but they never tell you what you need to hear. And that cripples you more than it helps you. So I would say definitely just eliminate the yes men around you, because I'm glad I'm in a group, because there's times where my group has to, like, check me and be like, girl, no, that don't, you know, so
yes.
It's one of those where it's just like, just eliminate the fake friends, the fake people, the people who just feel like everything is cotton candies and rainbows, when in reality you need to hear things that are truthful to you.
Yeah,
that is true. And yeah, true friends will tell you the truth. A true friend will. Yes.
True.
So you ladies, I imagine probably have a sort of sisterhood.
Oh yeah, it's definitely a sisterhood. Even when I met the girls, when I first met the girls, it was a great chemistry, a great feeling, synergy off the bat. You know, and performing together, we've learned each other on the stage, off the stage, living together, we learned each other, just knowing what each one likes and dislikes and how we can communicate and solve issues. It's a true sisterhood. Like, Sunny and Sally went to California, and when they got back, I was like, oh my God, I miss you guys. And it was only 2 weeks. And I was like, oh my God, like, I was my life without them was just horrible. So... So it is definitely
okay.
A sisterhood. It's definitely a sisterhood.
Right. Okay. All right.
You ready? No.
Go ahead.
This is Tally.
Hi, Tally.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, girl?
I'm doing okay.
Okay. Well, my advice would be to be yourself. Through artist development, that was one of the main things, and that Mr. Knows even had to instill in me and let me know that you're who you are. Like, there's nothing, you know, that can take you from being who you are. So at the end of the day, be the best you that you can be. You're going to get compared to people. Like me, I'm not going to lie, I battle with the comparison to his daughter. And so with that, I kind of had a problem. Like, I kind of was getting in a little image crisis because I was trying to change myself, and I couldn't. And so my girls was like, look, we need you to be you. This is you. This is your voice. This is how you look. This is how you sound. We can't change you. It's naturally who you are. So I would tell any upcoming artist, whether you're in a group or you're solo, to be yourself and to be patient with yourself. When it's your time, it's your time. You see, with us, we've been around for 7 years, and it feels good to say it. It feels good to be like, well, we started when we were young and in the garage. So, yeah, that's what I would say. Just appreciate the work and the time it takes to be the best you can be.
Okay. Yes, you ladies are confident, and that's wonderful. That's a great thing, because so many young women don't have the self-esteem or confidence that you young ladies have. And that's wonderful to see and hear you and talk to you, because there's, like I said, so many young women that are kind of like falling by the wayside. They don't have that confidence that you ladies have.
Well, thank you. That's why we're coming, to make them blush.
Yeah, make them blush. Yeah. But it takes confidence to get on the stage and do all that and just say what you just say. So that's confidence. And that's something a lot of young teenage women don't have. I don't know why, but they don't. So I see you guys as positives. I don't see you as negative. And it seems like you're claiming your sexuality too. So, and you're being who you are. And there's nothing wrong with that. Okay. So the next song I'm going to play from by Blush is the song Work. That's from the group Blush Work. They've been around for about 7 years, but they've been signed to Mr. Matthews Knows Music World Entertainment record label. So you ladies have pretty much captured self-esteem and female empowerment in your song Cinderella. So I think that's wonderful. That's going to be the last song that I play, by the way. So when you get off the phone today, what will you be going home? Are we making a new album? I mean, what are you ladies going to do? And what do you like to do for entertainment?
Well, we actually are getting ready to be practicing our new song Work, because we're going to be doing a few TV performances. And we're, putting a new twist to our choreo and our show, giving the people something new and fresh this summer, travel and perform. So we're really excited about that. And we're also there's always music, being made. Right now, Mr. Nose is very, big on pushing singles until we build, our fan base to the point where he's ready to drop an album. So that's kind of the focus right now. The focus, is becoming the best entertainers that we can, because we're not just, artists, we're entertainers. We love to entertain. We love to dance. We love to rap, sing, obviously. And so that's our major goal right now. And then fitness is always in there. This is Sunny speaking. I'm always going to throw that in there because it's always a struggle.
No, it's always a struggle. Okay. All right, but I have a feeling you ladies are well prepared. Any struggles that come your way.
Oh, definitely. We're going to tackle it, no doubt.
And like I said, you conquered your sex appeal and confidence and self-esteem in the song Cinderella, which features Mystical, says a whole lot about sexuality, self-esteem, and just being yourself, just being who you are and not trying to be someone else. That's great. That's a great message to send to younger women.
Thank you.
So have you ever met Mr. Angelo of W Exposure Media?
We actually just got off the phone with him before we called you, and he was saying, you know, I cannot wait to meet you like this month. And so, you know, he's been working on the project on and off now for almost a year. We never, you know, physically got to meet him because every time we were in New York, he wasn't. So we're excited. He's like, you know, he's like another mentor to us. He calls every day, pretty much almost these last couple of weeks. He's been calling almost every day, you know, uplifting us, telling us, you know, great things and how proud of us that he is and how great the song is doing and moving. So it's been a blessing to have him on the team. He's a wonderful person.
Yes, he is. Okay. All right, ladies, I'm going to end the interview with your song Cinderella. Everyone that's listening, you've been listening to the trio Blush. These ladies have great sex appeal, and they also write their own music. They write their own music, so that's talent. I call them a triple threat. So, all right, ladies, thank you for agreeing to come on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. All right, the next song is Cinderella. It's by the group Blush.
Come through, say, hey, don't know how to act. It's busy showing eyes for the crew. Tell me, who does it better for you? Hey, I'm not keeping it clever for you, but I'm listening to Cinderella for you.
Hi, everyone. You've been listening to the song Blush, the song Cinderella featuring Mystical by the group Blush, and they will make you blush. These ladies are hot, I think they just may be breaking records sometime in the near future. But thank you. If you're still on the phone, thank you, ladies, for calling in to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I really appreciate you taking the time to do this.
Thank you so much,
everyone.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, and you all of the people who listen, you can go out and buy this. See, their songs, they're on just about everywhere online. There's hardly nowhere you can go and Not Bodies. They're also on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So like their pages and listen to their music, because these ladies are great, and you all are really in for a treat. You can go to Amazon.com, Google Share Plus, and a whole lot of different digital sites. So go ahead and purchase their CD. Show them some love and support. All right, ladies, have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.